Hey guys, what's going on? Thanks for coming to the Black Lab Linux podcast. This is our monthly podcast where we tell you guys everything that's going on in the Black Lab Linux universe. This includes everything from project status to what's going on. Even sometimes we delve into a couple other communities, you know, and make some people mad, and you know, but who cares? We're here. It's all in fun. We're here to have fun with you guys. So, what's going on? Well, first of all, a little downer subject here. My brother-in-law Chris and his wife Rhiannon lost their baby yesterday, and it is very tragic. It's a family tragedy we're having to deal with right now. It was newborn, and he really didn't get to live all that much. He lived for a week. And then what happened was he died from complications from delivery. And we'll just leave it at that. But my heart goes out to Chris and Rhiannon and to the rest of that side of the family. I hated that it happened. And, you know. But life goes on. And we go on. Here at Black Lab Linux, we just keep going and going and going and going and going. And even when we take a couple of hits, we just keep going. But you know, I pretty much took this past weekend off. Okay. I wasn't on IRC much for those of you guys that did join the channel. I heard there were a couple because Chris Doble went in there and looked at the IRC page and he's at the IRC chat room and he said there were a couple people in there. So thank you guys for that support and we love talking to you guys. So the more people that join the IRC channel, the better off you'll be. And it's at freenode.net, and it's #, Black Lab Linux, all lowercase. So if you guys want to join the IRC channel, you know, most of the time I'm in there. Like I said, I took this weekend off to deal with this family stuff, and a couple of days out of next week. We'll have Thanksgiving, and that'll be pretty interesting. And you know, we still have a lot to be thankful for, and we're gonna make sure we bring that side of the family together. We'll bring them in, and you know, make sure that you know they don't get too down on themselves. It's always hard to lose somebody around the holidays, but to lose a newborn that you delivered and. Someone who really didn't have a chance at life, to live a life, it's especially tragic. So, I know all your guys' condolences and prayers go out to my family, and I appreciate it, and I will let them know that. So, thank you guys. Alright, so like I said, Thanksgiving's coming up. I'm thankful for a lot of things this year. This was a good year for me, and, you know, it's just... been a tremendous year. I mean, we got a lot. Well, we did have a couple of things. the USPTO thing was a big problem, and it led to a lot of things that didn't really need to lead to, but it led to it. And like I said, this is business. We take our hits, we keep going. So that's why Black Lab Linux was born. It's you know, I wanted OS4. I wanted to keep OS4 forever, and I wanted to keep the name forever. But unfortunately, there were other things in the and how should you say the hourglass for us. So we weren't able to keep that. But now we're using Black Lab Linux. That's okay. We're gonna go ahead and we've started the process of the trademark and acquiring the URLs. Now, you guys can keep going to os4online.com, and it will keep, well, www.os4online.com, and it'll keep taking you to the page, okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to mirror that with the blacklablinux.org that we're going to register around the new year. And, when we register that, you guys can go ahead and come... You guys will be able to do blacklablinux.org and get to the same page. We already changed our Twitter page. We changed our Facebook pages. So we're pretty good that you guys can keep up with us. LLXer ran a long story on us. And that generated a lot. DistroWatch, of course, as you guys know, if you keep up with the events of the DistroWatch, but I can't say too much about that right now because there's already some intervention into it, so I really can't say much about that at this point in time. As soon as I get more information that you guys can know, as always, I'm always open with my audience, so you guys will get to know what's going on there. But everything on that front is going very well. I'm very happy with it. I'm very happy with everything these days. Looking forward to Thanksgiving. Looking forward to Christmas. And last couple of years, I really didn't enjoy Christmas all that much. This year, I'm actually a little bit more excited about Christmas than I have been in recent years. So, it just seemed like stuff always happened around Christmas. So, I'm really excited about it. I'm going to have my tree up Friday. For you customers that are listening, PC Open Systems LLC will be closed Wednesday until Monday. Okay? So, if you guys need support, drop us a support email, because I always check that email every day anyway. So, if you need that, just drop us that. Drop me a line in that. And I'll get back to you. Because even though I give everybody else a break, I tend not to take a break myself a lot of times. So what's new in my life? Well, not much. Like I said, I've just been strumming along in life. It's good. I did buy the new Jay-Z Magna Carta album. I actually like that one a lot. I think that's some of his best work he's done in years. Okay, I wasn't... I'm a big Jay-Z fan, but, you know, the Blueprint 3 was not really... 2 and 3 were not really, to me, all that one. They had a couple of hit songs on it, but... It's like, I've always enjoyed his albums... And I've always enjoyed every song. And you cannot find me an older Jay-Z album that I can actually tell you I did not like any of those songs. I actually fast-forwarded through the songs. I can't tell you one. And the Magna Carta was actually the same way. He finally released an album that I actually can listen to the whole thing through. I don't have to fast-forward through a song because I think it's stupid. So... I like that. As you guys can see, our Open Systems Marketplace is actually building. It's growing. We've got a few new ideas in there. We got new Android market, which is actually doing very well. It's actually produced a few sales. So we're very pleased with that. And we have an Android developer kit, which is wonderful. And you know, you get the Nexus and a desktop computer with all the SDKs that you would possibly need. And then we have a couple tablets, a couple netbooks. We did take down the Kindle Fire the Kindle Fire tablets. But we still have a few in stock, so we may go and put that back up. And, go ahead and let you guys go ahead and put them up at like a discount for Christmas or something. They're not the HDX. The reason why we are not carrying the HDX is because, personally, I'm pissed off with Amazon.com right now. Okay, because Amazon, when they launched HD, the HD had its problems, it had its software issues, and Amazon kept promising month after month, yes, we're planning on fixing that. We're going to release these updates for the HD. Then the HDX comes along and they said, no, we're not. We're not going to release any new updates for the HD. If you want an update to the HD, buy the HDX, which I think is a shitty way to actually do business. I mean, you know, you released a product that you knew had flaws. It's software flaws. And you're not even going to release the security updates. And I mean, so to me, that's a very rotten way to do business, and that's the reason why we do not carry the Amazon Kindle Fires anymore. Okay, we're gonna go ahead and do the Nexus, and when Acer comes out with their new PCs and their new tablets, we're actually gonna carry a few Acer products under the Android market. Now, under the high-end market, the commercial market, we added a monster of a machine. The Diesel Desktop, buddy. That thing is fast. It is great. And I'm looking forward to showing that to customers going forward. I've actually got a working model. And it's one of the most awesome machines I've ever done. It's faster than even the Predator. And the Predator up until this point was the fastest PC that we sold. So we're looking forward to showing off the Diesel Desktop. We're also looking forward to, continue to expand our consumer market and our consumer desktop model. Now, in the consumer models, we actually moved everything down to a mini PC form factor. Okay, and basically why? Because that's what people want. I see more mini PCs being sold, people using them as living room machines. You know, put HDMI to your TV and just swap out between TV and actually working on your computer. I mean, so we're actually very excited about that. And that's produced, I'm going to say that's sold anything. I actually don't think I've sold any of those machines yet. Most of what we sell is in the commercial side. The brick is a fast seller. Even when we introduced the new brick, it sold out just as fast as the first one. For some reason, the brick just keeps going and going and going and going and going. And people like the brick. So people like the brick, so that's why it's one of our major sellers. And I like that. So all right, project status, what's going on with how'd the project do this month? I'm not gonna lie, we did pretty lousy this month for November so far. It hasn't been a good month. Advertising revenue is up. Advertising revenue is up by about, on the Google AdSense, our advertising revenue is up $37. And it's been a steady, the revenue from ads, the ad revenue has steadily been climbing. But for some reason for November, the donations were shorter. And that kind of sucks. But you know, we deal with it. And it is Christmas. It is the holiday season. I don't say it's Christmas yet. It's not even Thanksgiving yet. It is the holiday season. So in a way, I can really understand that. But, wait to see how things turn out till after the new year. And see if we really did take a big hit from this DistroWatch delisting. And I doubt we did, but because, like I said, I've told people, it didn't actually generate a lot of site visits for us to begin with. But this week we're gonna be hard at work, and it's from Monday up until Wednesday. We're gonna be busy updating the store, and we're gonna go ahead and get the store up and ready. Black Friday, yes, we are gonna have sales. Cyber Monday, yes, we are gonna have sales. So if you guys need anything, come see us. We'd love to provide for you. And speaking of the Open Systems Marketplace again, real quick, we've actually got Square Trade warranty on them now, on all our machines. So if you guys want extended warranty outside of the manufacturer warranty that you get from Acer and some of our other providers, we have that now available for all our machines, except for one, the diesel desktop. The core machine is covered under warranty. The graphics card is not. I'm actually in the process of talking to Square Trade to figure out how to get those under extended warranty. I'm not going to say they're not covered under warranty, for they're covered under manufacturer warranty for 2 years because those are high-end cards. But we're looking at Square Trade to figure out how we can also warranty out the video cards on that machine, on that specific machine. But your base configuration is covered under extended warranty through Square Trade. Okay? So, not trying to scare you guys out of not buying it, but I'm just being completely honest with you. The core configuration, covered. The video card is the only component that's not covered, and that's because of the high-end nature of it. They're $1,000 video cards. Okay? So, that is the reason why the video card is not covered. But everything else is. The Android stuff is covered under warranty. All our consumer and the rest of our commercial hardware is covered under extended warranty. The whole thing. Okay, so that one's not just components. It's the whole machine is covered. So if you buy one of our mini PC configurations, you can go ahead and get it. Starting this week as well, what we're going to do is go ahead and also put up monitors. We're actually going to start reselling some monitors. Are they going to be Acer monitors? I don't know. It depends on who I can get the best deal from with monitors. If I can talk to my people at Tiger Direct and actually get a better deal from Tiger Direct rather than buying through Acer, then by all means, I will do that. But, yeah, right now, that's our thing, and that's the process. That's what's going on with the store. So what's going on with the Open Linux project? I mean, I did it. I knew I was going to do it at least one time. So what's going on with the Black Lab Linux project for the month of November? Well, we had our first inaugural release, 4.1.8, which was good. Now, I want to make something perfectly clear to OS4 customers and users, okay? No one is going to sue you, okay? They cannot sue you for that. What it is that we needed a name that we could protect. You know how Fedora has their trademark? SUSE has their trademark. So we needed to get something that we could trademark and make sure that we were protected and you guys were protected as well. And with the OS4 Open Linux name, that wasn't going to happen because of the Open Linux part of it. Okay. Generics, prior use, were all factors in the whole thing. Had nothing to do with, you know, us just wanting to change the name just for spur of the moment, wanted to change the name. We didn't. That's not why that came about. So that's what's going on there. So no, you will not get sued. You do not have to be in a mad rush to upgrade your OS4 Open Linux installations to Black Lab Linux 4.1.8. In fact, if you're happy with your OS4 Open Linux installations, continue to be happy with those. What you're going to see in the coming months is as we deliver your updates to you, you're going to notice things change. Branding, icons, logos, things of that nature are going to change in the as we push those updates down to you. So, if you guys don't want to even change anything, if you guys don't want to install a jack, you don't have to. You guys don't have to reformat your hard drive, reinstall, none of that stuff. These are just a couple questions that people have had for us, you know, regarding this changeover. You know, what's going to happen? So, basically, that's how that's going to happen. There's nothing else to it at all. That's it. Now, one thing I did put up, we did put out on Friday that we're going to actually do an Amiga Desktop Linux and Amiga Enterprise Linux. And what are those things? Okay. basically, we're in the process of getting those trademarks taken care of as well. There's been no opposition to Amiga. There's been no opposition to Linux at all. So, are we actually going to rename the Black Lab Linux Project again? No. It's not. That's going to be done for a specific hardware configuration. Okay? So, people who want to see what we're going to do with the software and the hardware configuration, you know, we're up for ideas. We're open for ideas. Okay? One thing I don't want to do is just put out just another Linux distribution like that. I don't think it does anybody any good. So what we're going to do is we're actually going to bundle that with a hardware form factor. Now, are we going to do that through partners? Are we going to do that through us? Of course, we're going to do it through partners. People don't actually want to do it. And of course, we're always looking for partners and everything to help us out. Okay, well, let me see what else. Oh, yes. Black Lab Linux 4.2 and Black Lab Enterprise Linux 4.2. We actually got a beta test thing going on right now, okay, where we normally don't do public beta tests. What we do is we have a pretty much closed group of people that do our beta testing. We decided to open that a little bit more publicly, basically because the community wants to be more involved, and we like for community involvement, and we strive for community involvement, and the community wants to be more involved in the development process. So these are some requirements that we have. First of all, you have to have donated to OS4 or Black Lab Linux at some point in time. I'm not saying you have to rush out there and make a donation of $20 right now. If you want to, that's fine. I'm not going to fight you on that. Okay? I'm not going to really say jack about that. If that's what you want to do, go right ahead. But it opens December 12th, so you better get those donations in if you're going to do it now. Another thing is, people, it's a beta. Please do not go online blasting us to death over a beta. Okay. Some things are going to work. Some things will not work. So, if you run into stuff that does not work, make sure you let us know that it doesn't work. This way, we can go ahead and make sure it works in the final release. That's the way this works. So, with that, we also got another cool announcement, all right? One thing we've been hearing from our enterprise customers, okay, is that it's hard to integrate OS 4. I did it again. Damn it. It's hard to integrate Black Lab Linux into their current infrastructure of Red Hat and SUSE machines. And they're going to keep their Red Hat and SUSE machines as well. As they deploy Black Lab Linux, they're also going to deploy more Red Hat, more SUSE. They're going to upgrade. Now, SUSE and Red Hat are going with the GNOME fallback session instead of going with GNOME 3, which, personally, I like that idea because I really don't like GNOME 3 at all. Not a huge fan of GNOME 3, but I am a big fan of the GNOME fallback session, which I think is what GNOME 3 should have been to begin with. Even Red Hat's version of it is so much better than GNOME 3 ever was. Okay, Red Hat's GNOME fallback session. Alright, and yeah, I just don't like GNOME 3. There's nothing else to say about GNOME 3 except I hate the thing. But GNOME fallback session is another story. Some people are going to deploy it, and some people are going to deploy XFCE. Some people are going to deploy KDE. But the point is, some of our enterprise customers came forth and they said, "Look, we're having trouble integrating it now because GNOME and XFCE are two GTK-based window managers. Desktop managers does not mean that they're actually going to fit hand in glove all the time." So yes, I understand this and I feel their pain. Okay. But what we decided to do was we were gonna go ahead and also make the gnome fallback session a part of it. A part of the Black Lab Enterprise Linux distribution. Okay. I announced that on Facebook. Then I had a couple people from Facebook email me and say, have you thought about Cinnamon? And so I looked at it. I looked at Cinnamon. And actually, that's what I'm posting from now. Now, am I using Linux Mint? No, I'm not. I'm using Black Lab Linux 4.1.9, which is the beta. Okay? And what we did was we integrated Cinnamon. We tweaked it a little. Okay? We integrated Cinnamon into Black Lab Linux 4.1.8. And we also still have XFCE installed on the same machine. Now, what we have been going through has been nothing short of phenomenal. Even with Cinnamon installed, okay, the memory usage from on a cold boot is 376 megabytes of RAM. On XFCE, it's 351 megabytes of RAM, which is not bad, okay? Neither one of those figures is bad. They're actually all pretty good. And then we tried GNOME fallback session. And that actually drove it up to 585 megabytes. So what I did was I went ahead and booted up my RHEL and SUSE Linux boxes, because, you know, I do a lot of testing against those, especially for the enterprise, because, like I said, enterprise customers run RHEL and they run SUSE. So I booted up those machines and I played with Cinnamon, and the integration of the two was actually pretty good, because Cinnamon is basically a very cut down GNOME 3. Okay, it's layered differently. The menus are different. Everything's different. And so, but it actually integrates quite well. So what we're going to do is, for the beta, we're going to integrate. We're going to have three different ISOs. Okay, we're going to have Black Lab Linux 4.1.9 with just XFCE. We're going to have Black Lab Linux and this is also Enterprise too. Black Lab Linux 4.1.9 with XFCE and GNOME fallback session. And then we're going to have one with XFCE and Cinnamon. Okay. And I think that'll actually work out very well. And the Enterprise beta is going to get the same treatment. It's going to get the 4.1.9 is going to get the same type of configuration. Now, the difference is, okay, is that the enterprise version is going to time bomb on you. Okay. Come January, right before we release it, I think it's like January 17th, Enterprise Linux, Black Lab Enterprise Linux 4.1.9, the beta, will not boot at all. Okay. And, you know, I really don't like doing that, but the thing is, it's a commercial product, and so I can't risk having a lot of free copies out there roaming around. But, you know, that's just the way it is. I mean, you know, I know it sounds like a dick thing to do, but it's just, it is what it is, and it's a commercial product, and like I said, I can't have free versions rolling around in there. I've already got enough free, free Enterprise OS 4 and PCOS Enterprise Linux rolling around on the internet that were not supposed to be. And some BitTorrent sites. So, unfortunately, the 4.2 beta for Enterprise is going to time bomb the beta for Black Lab Linux. Will not time bomb, but obviously that it's gonna be different from the final release, gonna be different from the beta, so you guys will be better off just downloading the new release when it comes. You'll be better off downloading 4.2 when it's officially released. So that's about it, and on that front, so you know, if you want to be part of that beta, drop me an email, rjdonert@pc-opensystems.com, and you can join the public beta. Now, I also want to address something else, okay? Somebody has sent me an email, some people sent me an email, about the Black Lab Linux build on SUSE Studio. Yes, that is my SUSE Studio build, okay? We test out different distributions, okay? See how far they come, see how far back they lag. So it's just basically a build to compare the two, okay? And we do that specifically for testing, just so we can continue to bring you guys the best, the easiest Linux distribution. We actually have Black Lab Linux builds on Fedora, SUSE Studio, Pure Debian, and what's that other one? Slackware. Now, we also have a Black Lab BSD, which will not see the light of day. That was just our way of playing with the FreeBSD tools and everything like that. But Black Lab BSD is not going to be a commercial product or even a product you can download. That's for internal testing. That's for us to look at, to play with, everything like that. Now desktop session, desktop environments, I'm going to go ahead and say it, KDE's dead. I'm not going to do a KDE release anymore. I'm not going to do a KDE build anymore. If you want it, you have to buy a custom configuration, okay? And I can't stress that enough. Now, why are we discontinuing KDE? Basically, it has not been that popular, and it's been one of the ones that has given us the most trouble, and the most people complain about it. I don't mind complaints. I don't mind complaints at all. Okay, I believe all feedback is good feedback. But having to maintain two different code bases has been hard for us. And before we did, we actually had a company out of Germany that used to produce our KDE build, but they would never bring it up into sync with what our mainstream XFCE release was, so we quit using them. So we decided, well, we're going to just go do one of the incremental builds. Well, that proved to be time consuming, a pain in the ass, and something I really did not feel like I wanted to continue to do. The repository is still there, so if you guys want the KDE desktop, the latest KDE desktop is still there. Just go ahead and, you know, go in there, KDE base and Synaptic. KDE base, click it on the download and install every single bit of the KDE desktop for you, and you guys can play with KDE. You guys can go ahead and do it, and it's got the PPA in there, so any new releases of KDE will actually be put in there. And we will actually, you know, as they get newer, we will actually rebuild it for us four, even though none of us will rebuild it for Black Lab Linux, with none of us actually run KDE anymore. But this week has been a roller coaster ride. It's been nothing but good, bad, ugly, back to good, back to terrible, ugly, and then back up to good. So that's about it. Okay. We appreciate your guys' support. We love you. Thank you. And we look forward to bringing you this beta and continue to actually produce the best Linux distribution on the market today. That's not listed on DistroWatch. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next month when it is then Christmas. So enjoy, love you, good night, and sweet dreams. Bye now.